This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this great nation was fascinated for the better part of a week. Thank God it was last week, with a basically thousand-year-old technology known as aerial balloons going up to look down at planet Earth. Now there is something that is visible or audible, really, and it's audible involving very much 21st century technology and the cutting edge, which is a radio signal detected from 8 billion light years away from Earth. What does it mean? Is this an indication that very, very far away, 8 billion light years away, there is some other form of intelligent life? Or is there an indication of something else with this discovery that was actually made a couple of months ago? Nobody better to talk to about that than Dr. Stephen Meyer, who is the head of the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute here in Seattle. He received his PhD in philosophy of science from Cambridge University in Britain, and he's a former geophysicist and college professor directing Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture, and they're going to be holding a huge conference coming up in Dallas in about a little bit more than a week. And, Steve, are you going to talk about these 8 billion light years old broadcast radio waves? Is that going to be a subject at the center?
A bit indirectly, because as we'll discuss as we analyze what all this means, it raises issues of how we detect design in the universe or life.
Okay, first of all, just to explain what this distance means, because a light year is the distance that light travels in the course of a year. And how far is that in miles?
Oh, my. I didn't come armed with those facts, Michael. It's a long way. It's, the speed of light is very, very fast. So there's a concept in cosmology called a look-back time, and the idea is that if you're seeing light that's coming from a very long distance away, in this case, this signal was detected from 8.8 billion light years away, you're getting an image of what the cosmos or the universe would have looked like at that time, that long ago, because the light is bringing with it information about the situation or the entity from which it issued, whether it's a galaxy or an atom or something else. So 8 billion years ago, or 8 billion light years, corresponds to an image of something that was happening 8.8 billion years ago.
And this very distant something was a signal that was picked up at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and repetitive radio signals from a galaxy billions of light years from Earth, and it was repeated every 0.2 seconds in a clear periodic pattern, similar to a beating heart, MIT said it in its statement. What's going on?
Right. And that's what's really interesting, is that it's a highly periodic signal. So what we know is that the signal is coming. There were news reports. Could this be ET? Because when you say it's a radio signal, you think, well, there's somebody there with a little transmitter. But that just means that the electromagnetic radiation is in the radio range of the electromagnetic spectrum, and it has a precise wavelength of 21 centimeters. The signal was regular and periodic, which we'll talk about because that's very significant as to whether or not we were seeing evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence or a natural phenomenon. And it's been determined that the radio or that this signal, the radio wave, electromagnetic wave, is coming from neutral hydrogen atom. And that's significant in cosmology because these neutral hydrogen atoms are the fuel out of which galaxies are made. So we're getting a look at a part of the universe where you're seeing the stuff out of which galaxies would form, and you're getting to see a look at the universe when it was roughly a third of its present age. The cosmologists estimate the present age of the universe is about 13.8 billion years old. This would have been 8.8 billion years before now, so roughly four or five billion years after the beginning of the universe, but still very, very ancient.
Okay, when you say ancient, it doesn't really do this distance justice. I was thinking about this because when people hear about a repetitive radio signal from a very distant galaxy, I think they think in terms of how long would it take? I guess the real question is how many generations would it take for some spacecraft to probe this distant galaxy actually to travel there? It would take more than a million generations, right?
Oh, certainly. We estimate the age of our planet at 4.5 billion years. The first life on Earth arose about 3.8 billion years ago. There have been 10 to the 40th forms of 10 to the 40th organisms that have lived on the planet. So we're talking about, in human life would be, the first Homo erectus fossils have been dated at 2 million years old. So add a zero to that to get to 2 billion and then multiply that by four. So you're 40 times this is 40 times older than the oldest alleged human ancestors. So it's way, way back in time.
Right. What if this is not a signal?
Sorry, my math is off there. There's a couple more zeros actually, because to 2 million to 20 million to 200 million to 2 billion, so that would be a factor of 1,000 times four. So it's 4,000 times older than the earliest alleged human ancestors.
Okay, so it's safe to say that NASA isn't, with all its ambitions, planning some kind of voyage of exploration here?
No way we would ever get to something this distant in the universe.
And what could these radio transmissions actually be if they are not from some other intelligent form of life?
Well, this is the really interesting thing that we have ways of detecting intelligence. There's a search for extraterrestrial intelligence in space. And what they're looking for is not periodic signals like would come from a pulsar, for example, or an atom that would have a regular transmission of peaks and valleys in its electromagnetic transmission. So a pulsar, for example, is a highly magnetized rotating neutron star that emits beams of electromagnetic radiation out over its magnetic pole. So it functions kind of like a lighthouse, beep, 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 highly regular. There are many natural phenomena that are highly regular. You can think of the structure of a crystal, NaCl, NaCl, NaCl. You have a repeating pattern. The pulsar beeps its electromagnetic radiation at regular intervals. The transmissions coming from these neutral hydrogen atoms are coming. It's a regular waveform. It has a peak and valley, and the amplitude is 21 centimeters, or the period is 21 centimeters between each peak. So these are natural phenomena. This is not what we look for when we look for evidence of intelligence or a mind.
But the fact that they are natural.
I hear the bumper music coming up. We can talk after the break about how we would detect intelligence.
Terrific. And even though these may be natural phenomena, that doesn't mean it's not a message or signal of some kind. What kind? We'll get to it with Stephen Meyer. Coming up. A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And of course, the music of E.T. is appropriate here, even if the the heartbeat from 8.8 billion light years away is intriguing. I'll tell you what else is intriguing. Dr. Steve Meyer, is going to be part of a very important conference coming up. It's a conference in Dallas, but everybody can participate in it because all of the sessions are going to be put out online, and you can hook up online to everything. There will be presentations by Dr. Meyer. The subject is science and faith. Titus Kennedy, who is an outstanding archaeologist who went on one of our Israel, helped to lead one of our Israel tours with us. Dr. Kennedy is going to be speaking about the historicity of the Bible, particularly the historicity of the Exodus. And there will be Nancy Piercy, who is director of the Francis Schaeffer Center for Worldview and Culture, radio host Frank Turek, and more. The whole thing will be live streamed in its entirety. The dates are February 17th and 18th. You can register at discovery.events. That's discovery.events. And it will be a very memorable event in the Dallas Conference on Science and Faith. And it's also at our website. You can find information about it and about the program at michaelmedved.com. Okay, Steve, the headline from NPR back in July when this news first broke was scientists have picked up a radio signal heartbeat billions of light years away. And what would you be looking for that no one has found yet that would indicate some kind of extraterrestrial form of intelligent life?
Yeah, that's a great question. Your listeners may remember the film Contact featuring Jodie Foster. And this was a sort of fictional portrayal of the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, which is a real project. There are radio telescopes that have been looking for distinctive indicators of intelligence embedded in radio signals. And in the film Contact, what they found was a pulsating signal that was modulated in such a way as to contain the prime number sequence. And when the radio astronomers in the film realized that they had detected that, they realized, aha, that's not something that's natural. That would be something that would require intelligence. And there are three types of signals or patterns that are relevant to what's called the information sciences. The information sciences study three types of patterns. A highly regular signal that repeats over and over again, like what you would get from a pulsar or from just the radiation from electromagnetic radiation from an atom that would be highly regular. These are routinely picked up and understood to be strictly natural phenomena. We also get static, random stuff that has no particular pattern whatsoever, not regular, highly irregular, but there's nothing about the irregularity that suggests intelligence. So you have, that's randomness. You've got highly ordered patterns, highly random patterns. Both of those occur naturally. There's a third type of signal or sequence, type of sequence, which does indicate intelligence, and that we call sometimes call specified complexity or information. So we can give lots of examples of this. Like if you go up to Victoria Harbor in Canada, I've been up on the Victoria Clipper, and as you go into the harbor, many times they have spelled out the message, "Welcome to Victoria." That's a highly irregular pattern of flowers. It's not periodic. It doesn't repeat over and over again in the same way. But so it's complex, but it's also specified. The arrangement of the flowers conforms to patterns that we recognize as English letters and to conventions of English communication. So if you have something that's irregular, that's improbable, but specified to convey a message or to perform a function or to conform to an independently recognizable pattern, then we say, aha, now we're talking about intelligence. And that's what happened with the contact example. The radio astronomers in the film had something, it was a highly irregular signal, but it wasn't just random because they recognized it conformed to an independent pattern that we knew, which was the sequence of numbers that are primes in arithmetic. So that's an informational signal or a specified and complex signal, and that's what indicates intelligence. Now, the interesting thing is that we've never found such a signal coming from space. The headlines were a bit, sensational because calling it a radio signal makes you think maybe there is someone out there transmitting it, but it was a highly regular signal of the sort that we know is typically produced by natural phenomena. No one scanning the heavens involved in the actual search for extraterrestrial intelligence has ever detected an informational signal that is specified and complex. But the interesting thing is that that's precisely the type of sequence of digital characters that we have in the DNA molecule. The DNA is not highly regular. It's not merely complex or random. It's specified and complex. The sequence, the arrangement of A's, C's, G's, and T's, the bases that perform the function of conveying information for building proteins, have that characteristic of specified complexity that we associate in our experience with one and only one type of cause, and that's intelligence. So whereas we haven't found evidence of or detected evidence of design in space, we have found it in the inner recesses of the cell.
So what we're talking about right here is evidence of design, evidence of a non-human intelligence, but the evidence is not 8.8 billion light years away. It's right here at hand in our own bodies. Is that
literally
point?
At hand? If you look at the cells in your the hands in front of you, in your skin cells, your bone cells, every single living organism on Earth is made of cells, the smallest unit of life. And inside every cell is a complex information storage, transmission, and processing system that starts with the information that's encoded in the DNA, transmitted and translated into the building of proteins and through what's called the gene expression system. And it's absolutely fascinating, unbelievably sophisticated information technology at the foundation of life and even in the various simple forms of life. Even one-celled organisms, bacteria, have information in this form. Again, information that we could characterize as specified and complex. It doesn't repeat over and over again like a mantra. It's indeed a message, a genetic message for building the proteins and protein machines that all living organisms need to stay alive.
Okay, you can get the message and get details about it. Participate in the conference in Dallas and streaming live. Go to discovery.events for more information, or just go to michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to you, Dr. Steve Meyer. We'll be back to earthly politics coming up on the Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden on his post State of the Union roadshow today, taking his message to Madison, Wisconsin. There, the president talked about how his economic plans are creating good-paying jobs and union jobs. He also highlighted future projects in Wisconsin receiving funding from his sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. Twitter executives on the hot seat before a congressional committee today. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene accusing Twitter of violating Americans' rights.
You were censoring and wrongfully violating our First Amendment free speech rights.
The hearing aimed at pressing Twitter execs over their handling of the Hunter Biden laptop story. There's a new White House chief of staff, Jeff Zients, taking over the post after he served as the coronavirus response coordinator. Zients was given the new position after former chief of staff Ron Klain resigned. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From Forbes magazine, which contradicts, frankly, something that we told you earlier, giving you early indications about the ratings for Biden's State of the Union address last night. The more than 23 million viewers watched President Biden's State of the Union address. That's not nothing. It's a pretty significant number when you think about it, because that's like one out of 10 American adults, and probably most of those people watching are registered voters. They would also probably be people who are inclined at least to wish well or something for Joe Biden, unless there are people who are standing waiting to hear him, to see him discredit himself. He did, by the way, participate in some very fact-checkable distortions, which we will get to on the Medved Show. But more than 23 million viewers watched President Biden's State of the Union address, and Fox News Channel drew the largest share of 4.568 million viewers, according to Nielsen Fast National Ratings. The numbers will likely rise when final ratings data are compiled. ABC had the second largest overall audience, followed by NBC, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. The early ratings show viewership declined from Biden's State of the Union address in 2022, which drew 38.2 million viewers across 16 separate broadcast and cable news networks. And when final ratings are released, maybe closer to the 26.9 million viewers
who watched the president's first State of the Union address in 2021. Okay, it does look like it's very close to the president's first State of the Union address. Why it was so much higher the second time, I don't really know. But one of the things that happened last night was a confrontation that did not involve the President of the United States, but it involved a one-time presidential candidate named Mitt Romney. And what happened is he was walking down the aisle trying to find a seat. He eventually was seated next to Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who is now the independent senator from Arizona. There is some interest on the part of the Republican Party in trying to get her to join the Republican caucus in the Senate, which would create a tie in the Senate, would take away the one-vote Democratic majority that currently exists. In any event, before he sat down with Kyrsten Sinema, he encountered George Santos waiting in the aisle in this prominent place where he had a chance to shake the president's hand and greet cabinet members and Supreme Court justices and the generals of the armed forces. And he commented on what happened between them, where the congressman from Kentucky, Tom Massey, said that he heard Romney speak to George Santos, and that was the rudest I've ever seen a human being be to another human being. Really? So what did he say? Romney spoke to reporters after the State of the Union address. This is clip 9.
I don't know the exact words I said. He shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't be look, he's a sick puppy. He shouldn't be there.
You said he's a sick puppy?
What do you mean? No, I didn't say that to him. That.
You just said he don't belong here.
Yeah. Why did you want to say that to him? I didn't expect that he'd be standing there trying to shake hands with every senator and the President of the United States. Given the fact that he's under ethics investigation, he should be sitting in the back row and saying, sitting in the back quiet instead of parading in front of the president and people coming into the room.
Did he hold him on
look, he says that he embellished his record. Look, embellishing is saying you got an A when you got an A minus. Lying is saying you graduated from a college you didn't even attend. And he shouldn't be in Congress. And they're going to go through the process and hopefully get him out. But he shouldn't be there. And if he had any shame at all, he wouldn't be there.
Why did you make a point to say that, though? I mean, it was kind of out of your way to...
Well, he was standing right there in the aisle, shaking hands with everybody.
Did he respond to you?
He may have. I didn't hear anything he said.
Are you disappointed that Kevin McCarthy has not called on him to resign?
Yes.
Yes, he is disappointed that Kevin McCarthy hasn't called on him to resign yet. But given the details of the groping allegations concerning a briefly employed aide in his congressional office, that may be coming. But George Santos had an incredibly witty comeback to all of this. He tweeted in response to Romney, "Hey, Mitt Romney, just a reminder that you will never be president." That was his Twitter message to Romney. And here is his message to the rest of the world, implying that Mitt Romney was not being a person of faith, a good Mormon, as he manifestly is. Here's George Santos.
It's not the first time in history that I've been told to shut up and go to the back of the room, especially by people who come from a privileged background. And it's not going to be the last, and I'm never going to shut up and go to the back of the room. And I think it's reprehensible that the senator would say such a thing to me in the demeaning way he said. It wasn't very Mormon of him. That's what I can tell you.
Okay, they are serving in different houses of Congress. The idea that he's not going to shut up and go to the back of the room, is it that people like Mitt Romney want to silence his unique and necessary voice. No, it's that there is a question, and it's a very real question, about the image of the Republican Party. Last night, I think that overall, you'd have to say that the response to the State of the Union from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, we will get to playing some of the excerpts from that, helped the Republican Party. It was certainly it was useful to have the youngest governor in the country. She's only 40. And certainly it was appropriate to have someone who talked about her family and talked about her own battle with cancer, which she has won. She is now cancer-free. It came up in the middle of her campaign, as a matter of fact, and talked about her mother's health challenges and overcoming them. And it was generally a friendly and accessible look, which is something that the Republican Party definitely needs. Coming up, we want to bring the very latest from President Trump, not just his speech last night responding, which was put on tape and then released in the middle of the night. It's responding to President Biden, and who he describes as the most corrupt president by far in all our history. This, I guess, is a prelude of some of the committee hearings that are going on today to try to expose dark aspects of the Biden past. But there's also now an attempt by President Trump, which is remarkable, to attack Ron DeSantis for behavior while he was a teacher years ago before he ever actually got into politics. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael MedVed.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a piece in Rolling Stone that gets your attention right away. And it comes to this. The 2024 Republican primary isn't going to get ugly. It already is. Donald Trump recently has been ramping up his attacks on Ron DeSantis ahead of a potential 2024 Republican primary showdown. We're not going to lie. We figured it would take the former president at least a few more months before he started accusing the Florida governor of pedophilia. Now, this is not the QAnon kind of pedophilia, which involves young children who, at least according to QAnon, are butchered, cannibalized, in worship to Satan. No, it's a different, more garden variety kind of pedophilia. Trump has been doing just that, accusing DeSantis of pedophilia yesterday, sharing a few posts on Truth Social purporting to show DeSantis grooming high school girls with alcohol as a teacher. Now, that's an accusation of criminal behavior. That's not Ron, is it? Trump wrote sarcastically at some photographs he published. He would never do such a thing. And this is actually based upon the New York Times reporting last year on DeSantis' time as a teacher at the Darlington School in Northwest Georgia. The report notes that several students described DeSantis as a frequent presence at parties with seniors at the school. As an 18-year-old, I remember thinking, "What are you doing here, dude?" one former student told the New York Times. The photo showed Trump that Trump shared on Tuesday was originally published in 2021 by a Democratic blog called The Hill Reporter, which noted that the girls in the photo were seniors when it was taken in 2002. So, this is, DeSantis was in his early 20s. He's 44 today. So, he could have been 21, 22. DeSantis has responded to President Trump
posts. He responded this morning. And here is what he had to say. Listen.
And I'd also just say this. I spend my time delivering results for the people of Florida and fighting against Joe Biden. That's how I spend my time. I don't spend my time trying to smear other Republicans.
Trump's social posts on Truth Social come amid a torrent of attacks against the governor. The former president has recently called DeSantis a globalist and a friend to Jeb Bush. Oh, horrors, a previous governor. While accusing him of bowing to pressure to implement COVID-19 mitigation measures toward the beginning of the pandemic, he's also whined that DeSantis should be loyal, considering it was Trump's endorsement that helped him win his 2018 gubernatorial run. Ron DeSantis got elected because of me. He had nothing. He was dead. He was leaving the race. He came over and he begged me. He begged me, Trump said in a radio interview last week. He said, and this is Trump saying, talking about DeSantis. He said, if you endorse me, I'll win. There were tears coming down from his eyes. He said, if you endorse me, I'll win. Okay, and this is what Trump had to say, not in response to Ron DeSantis, but to his other likely opponent if he clears the primary. Either of them clear the primary. That would be Joe Biden. His response to the State of the Union posted by President Trump at his website. Listen, 16.
Here's the real State of the Union. Over the past 2 years, under Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens from 160 different countries have stormed across our southern border. Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars from smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children. Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail to continue their crime wave, and under Biden, the murder rate has reached the highest in the history of our country. Biden and the radical Democrats have wasted trillions of dollars and caused the worst inflation in half a century. Real wages are down 21 months in a row. Gas prices have soared and are now going up much higher than even before. And the typical American family is paying $2,200 in increased energy and food costs each year. Joe Biden's weaponized Justice Department, and I'm a victim of it, is persecuting his political opponents. His administration is waging war on free speech. They're trying to indoctrinate and mutilate our children. He's leading us to the brink of World War III, and on top of all of that, he's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close. But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created. I am running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. We will make our country better than ever before. And we will always put America first. Thank you.
Well, it had the great virtue of brevity, at about the same length as the Gettysburg Address, but perhaps less inspiring. And the idea that, by the way, the murder rate is the worst in U.S. history, and the other mentions he made could also be fact-checked. And that was true, by the way, of President Biden last night, too, with a much bigger staff and the White House behind him. He also made distorted and misleading claims, which we will get to. But the idea that the murder rate is the worst in U.S. history, one of the things that people need to understand about this country is one of the great triumphs of public policy was actually begun in the Reagan administration. It continued through the Clinton administration and involved improved policing and police services and strategies against crime and dramatic reductions in the levels of crime in this country.
And yes, there have been increases over the last several years. They did not begin under Biden. They actually began under President Trump. He wasn't responsible because it had to do mostly with local decisions and some of the reactions initially to Ferguson, Missouri, if you remember that. And all of the what Heather McDonald calls the war on cops. But the idea that this is going to be the basis for the campaign ahead, it's going to be attacking Ron DeSantis for hobnobbing with students while he was a young teacher in Georgia 23 years ago. 21 years ago, actually. This is not an encouraging direction for the campaign. Also not encouraging, this email came in from David, and he says, "You still think elections matter? How quaint. Like I've said on many occasions, the Democrats could nominate Adolf Hitler and would win a minimum of 300 electoral votes because of the complete inability for a large portion of the American public to think for themselves or vote beyond using elections as a team sport." The interesting question is, okay, as recently as 2016, in this century, the Democrats did not win 300 electoral votes. They didn't win 235 electoral votes. They won 232 electoral votes, and Trump won the election with 306 electoral votes. If the entire system is so rigged, how did that happen in 2016? Elections matter, and they help to determine the direction of the United States. When we come back, we'll do some fact-checking on President Biden's speech last night, and also talk a little bit about the message from Sarah Huckabee Sanders and a new message on pot from Congress, drastically new and overdue in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.